Get ready for a real crackdown on cybersecurity practices. Agencies have less than 2 weeks to make sure all their systems administrators and other employees, known as the privileged users, can only log on using their smart identification cards. The Office of Personnel Management and the Office of Management and Budget sets hard deadlines for agencies, and it seems like they're serious this time. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now with the exclusive details on this new requirement under the administration's 30-day cyber sprint. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us, what do agencies have to do and when do they have to do it by?
Well, multiple sources have confirmed to me that OMB has set hard deadlines for agencies to implement smart identity cards under Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 as part of this 30-day cyber sprint. So here's the dates. By mid-July, now that is still a little bit of squishy. I'm hearing multiple dates, but we know that OMB is telling agencies by mid-July they must have every privileged user, meaning, again, systems administrators, others who have access to large parts, if not all, of the network and the data, they have to be using their two-factor authentication. They have to go in, put their card in, put a username and PIN in to access the network. One source tells me that deadline could be as early as July 7th, while others say it could be much later in the month. But let me just put it this way, Tom. It's coming this time, and that's why I think this time it is for real. OMB also set a deadline of mid to late August. Again, not getting hard specific dates yet. I think it's a little different for every agency, but OMB is telling agencies you need to get 75% of all users, meaning every employee, using those HSPD-12 smart identity cards to log onto the network. Now, an OMB official will not confirm those dates, but does tell me in an email that the administration has taken a number of aggressive steps to upgrade the government's technology infrastructure and protect networks and information, and implementing different tools. Agencies have implemented capabilities to better manage cyber vulnerabilities when they rise, and including some of that is requiring agencies to log onto networks using privileged credentials instead of the less secure means of identification and authentication. So while they're not confirming the dates, they are confirming that this is part of obviously we know it's part of the sprint, but it's a very focused part of the sprint. If you remember, Tom, OMB released details of this 30-day sprint earlier this month, and two-factor authentication was one of the four initiatives. Steve Cooper is the Commerce Department's Chief Information Officer. He's one of those agencies that are doing it, and he says his agency is making progress around two-factor authentication.
We actually stand at about 97% for privileged users, strong authentication, and we're about 76%, which is like one percentage point above the target at the moment. We need to push both of those as close to 100% by the target deadlines, July 15th for privileged users, and by the August timeframe, end of August, I think, working from memory, on all users.
Now, unlike commerce, this will be a major lift for many, many agencies. According to the most recent data on performance.gov, this is as of December 2014, so quarter one of the quarterly reports from agencies, there were 9 agencies that didn't require two-factor authentication for privileged users at all. And these include the Veterans Affairs Department, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the General Services Administration, and NASA. Tom, there are also 4 agencies, SBA, the Department of Labor, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and HUD again, that didn't require employees, any employee, to log onto their network using those HSPD-12 cards. So those, 13 agencies will have a huge lift over the next few months. Agencies knew this focus of two-factor authentication was coming because, again, it was under the cyber sprint. And one agency CIO tells me that they moved from zero for privileged users using their cards up to now 40%. So obviously progress can be made in a very short amount of time. The Veterans Affairs Department is at 10%. They're another one that's going to have to make a lot of progress very quickly. Steph Warren is the VA CIO, at least until Monday, when Laverne Council is sworn in as the new Assistant Secretary and CIO.
We're marching our way through the things that have been laid out in the cyber sprint. You rightly pointed out that the area that is hardest for many is how do you do two-factor across all of an organization. We've been working with the medical community to make sure we are not doing harm to patients and patient care while implementing it. There's been a couple of directives that have come out laying very, very clear guidelines about how the work is going to happen and what are the milestones and deadlines of progress, very clearly laying it out in an unambiguous way. What are the responsibilities of individuals to comply with standards as well as us going in and using the OPM incident as an opportunity to go back and look at our standards and make sure we haven't missed anything, to be able to be a high-performing learning organization where you look at where things have failed, ask, okay, is there something we need to do different? Is there something we need to do better? And basically building upon situation and incident so we can be better as a result of it.
Now, VA Chief Information Security Officer Stan Lowe signed out three memos over the last couple of weeks detailing those requirements that Steph Warden was talking about. Lowe in the memo says by July 15th, all users not responsible for direct patient care must use two-factor authentication to gain access to VA's network. Lowe also says any user with elevated privileges must begin using those HSPD-12 cards to log onto the network immediately. And we do have a couple of those memos linked up on federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And as your story points out, this is probably about the fifth time that they have set a deadline for use of HSPD-12 cards for cyber access. Probably the first deadline was around 2007 or something. And so what happens now if agencies don't meet these deadlines and requirements?
Now, isn't that always the question, Tom? What happens? What is the teeth in this requirement? And I've heard from sources that the President's Management Council, you know, agency deputy secretaries, were actually brought in very early in this effort and told, hey, you are responsible for this, and these are being brought up at PMC meetings. So I asked OMB about this accountability question as well. The official did confirm that the PMC is playing a role, but really the official says OMB's eGov cyber unit, in coordination with the Homeland Security Department and the National and NIST, is providing agencies with technical assistance where they've identified specific barriers to implementation for all cyber sprint immediate actions to include two-factor adoption and privilege for privileged users. I also heard from one senior IT official who tells me that at least at their agency, failure to comply will result in the disabling of those accounts. Now, this source who requested anonymity because they didn't get permission to speak to the press says administrators, systems administrators, will no longer be able to perform their duties until such a time as they comply with the requirements. That, Tom, is the serious penalty that agencies really need to enforce versus what I'll call public shaming at the PMC meetings. If you remember, Tom, 2006, we were working together back then, and this type of punishment, if you will, is something that the Defense Department did when it mandated access using its common access cards. One former DOD official tells me, hey, we knew if you didn't mean it, you were not getting on the network, so you had to meet that requirement from DISA for the use of the common access cards. Agencies also had more than a decade, as you said, to meet these assorted policies, and time again there have been excuses for why the government can't get to 80 or even 90% compliance. At least at VA, Warren says no more justifications are going to be allowed. They're going to go through their systems one by one to bring them into compliance.
We're making sure where in the past somebody giving an anecdotal reason why you can't do it, we're at the point where we're saying, okay, it's not anecdotal anymore. Show us why you cannot. So we flipped it from, yeah, it'd be good if you did it, to show us why you will not. And so very hard schedules and outcomes on it. The Deputy Secretary, as I mentioned earlier, is very engaged with us to make sure folks understand the imperative of action. And we've met with him, the team has met with him a couple of times already since the incident, basically as we march our way through. This is what we're doing. Where are you on this? What do you need to do on this? How do we need to change this? How do we need to implement this? So giving a lot of support, if you will, to make sure, yeah, you're going to do it. There's no more time for excuses, no more time for reason why you don't need to. You're going to. We are going to. We are going to bring this organization into compliance, and we're going to understand how to do it while we continue to meet our access obligations to veterans.
So that's CIO Steph Warren of Veterans Affairs Department. Jason, what do they think will be the difference in moving to two-factor authentication? Will it actually make networks more secure? And if so, what the heck have they been waiting for?
I think the question is, what the heck have they been waiting for? I mean, a lot of people tell you this was an unfunded mandate. This was very difficult. Legacy systems. We'll get into that in a sec. But let me answer the first question, Tom. How much difference will this make? We know from the Defense Department, when they implemented the CAT card sometime back, again, 2006 timeframe, the number of intrusions, successful intrusions, dropped by something like 54% very quickly within 2007, 2008. I mean, they saw the difference almost immediately. Now, we know that things are much different, you know, 6-7 years later than it was back then. But the point is that it's a known security feature. And OMB believes that this will also be an immediate difference maker. I mean, listen, when we go back to the Office of Personnel Management breach that we've been reporting about for the last month, we know that they implemented two-factor authentication for remote access in January, and that stopped the hackers from stealing any more data as of January. Maybe a bit of a silver lining to a very bad situation. But despite DoD's success, agencies have been very slow at implementing HSPD 12 cards for logical access. OMB reported, again, going back to the performance.gov report from December, 42% of all users across the entire government, privileged and non-privileged users, are using those cards for logon to the network. Now, that's up from 1.2% as of 2010, but still, it's less than half of all agencies, and that's not much to show for more than a decade. Now, part of the reason for this challenge, Tom, is, as you heard from OPM time and again, is legacy systems that don't easily accept these smart cards. Steve Cooper from Commerce says that's a major challenge for his agency.
We have some legacy systems that simply don't lend themselves from a technology standpoint to use our PIV cards for logical access, not to the network, but to the actual application itself. We also have some somewhat unique situations in that we don't have the ability, without going into a lot of detail, we don't have the ability to issue PIV cards for some non-typical reasons to 100% of our workforce. Therefore, we are working with our Office of Security to try to figure out, are there some backup ways that we can use the equivalent of a PIV card, maybe a local commerce credential, or a commerce credential and a token that will give us the equivalent of strong authentication, two-factor authentication.
And it's not just commerce that's facing these challenges. Again, going back to the senior IT manager that I spoke with, they say their agency is unprepared for the move for both privileged and unprivileged accounts. The source says over the years they haven't dealt with issues such as lost cards, employees without cards, Linux servers, Apple Mac computers, tablets, iPads. None of this was part of the discussion, at least until now. The source says their management was well aware of the two-factor authentication was coming, but they never planned for it outside the normal staff login situations. And now this person says everyone is scrambling to meet these deadlines. Tom, this is going to be a heavy, heavy lift for many, many agencies. But listen, it's a proven and valuable cyber tool that really agencies should have done years ago. The question goes back to your question at the beginning. How much teeth will OMB put into its mandate?
And Jason, just a quick question. This is basically in response to the OPM data breach, correct?
Well, it is, but it's not. Remember, the 30-day cyber sprint was not developed once they knew the breach happened. This is something Tony Scott came in as CIO. He's only been there for just over 100 days, and he says, why aren't these things done, and how do we get them done? And I think it's also part of OMB's refocus, re-energizing of taking over that cyber oversight role. Again, the EGOV cyber unit is as the main example of how they're doing that. So it's connected to yes, but not directly related to no. They didn't call on the sprint because of what happened at OPM.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thank you so much for that report.
Thank you, Tom.